and then we'll call it a night. Secular humanism, the atheist view, says we could save this planet without God. In fact, see the Humanist Manifesto number one and number two, they say no deity will save us, we must save ourselves. They act like the early secular humanists act like the universe is eternal, but now we know that it's not, and that energy is unlimited. Through technology, education, and redistribution of wealth, we're going to save the planet. Well, now secular humanists have jumped on the neo-pagan New Age bandwagon that we're destroying the earth, we're polluting it, or whatever. But to be really honest with you, if there's no life after death, and there's no such thing as right and wrong, evolution, you know, it's like Paul said, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. So if secular humanists lived consistently with their atheistic worldview, they would trash the planet. Because in the process of having a good time and trashing the planet, it's not going to be trashed till well after our grandkids are dead, so who cares? And the New Age view, so the humanist view says we can save this planet without God, but in reality it would really lead you to trash the planet if they were consistent with it, though I've never really met a consistent atheist. The New Age view, we should worship the earth. Nature is a living manifestation of God, so we need to save the whales, the seals, the owls, but just not unborn babies. And so the animal rights movement and all. But whatever the case, the secular humanists and the New Agers, the atheists and the New Agers, are acting like man needs to save the earth. And then you get your, you know, people think that capitalism, giving man dominion over the earth, destroys society. Well, that's only irresponsible capitalists. Those are only stupid, greedy capitalists. And I'll explain that a little bit more as we go on. But the irresponsible view would be we should do as we please, live for today, don't worry about tomorrow. Well, the biblical view is that it's not that man can save the planet without God, not that we should worship the earth, but instead we should try to preserve the earth. It's about being faithful stewards, okay? The Bible teaches that God gave man, not the government, God gave man dominion over the earth. Genesis 1, 27, 28. He created man in his image and gave man over dominion over every aspect, including the animal kingdom and the vegetation and the land. Some of the Native Americans believe that man should not own the earth. You've got to really take dominion over the earth. It's always viewed as being so evil, so nasty. Atheistic communists, okay, and New Agers, tribal religions, okay, man does not own the earth, okay? And so what do you get with some of those views? Atheistic communists, low production rates. So the old Soviet Union, you'd buy chandeliers, you'd hook them up, and the weight of the chandelier would rip right through the ceiling. You had no competition, stuff like that. They were selling blue jeans for $74 a pair when you'd get them for $8.99 over here in the States back then. Okay? Man does not own the earth. Tribal religions. See now, with man has dominion over the earth, the biblical view, okay, instead of low production rates, you have competition. I had a Chinese international student who believed communism was the best form of government and that capitalism, free enterprise, works totally on greed. I said, well, if you're trying to find an economic system that works with humans, since all humans are fallen and all humans are greedy, greediness is going to play a role. But I convinced them that the main issue, though, is competition. So when you and I compete for somebody else's business, that means we're probably going to produce a better product at a cheaper rate for him, and everybody wins. And so you get competition and lots of productivity. This is where liberalism, socialism, communism enslaves and impoverishes people. The key to prosperity is productivity. These guys say redistribute, and the Democrats say that, and a lot of the Republicans, by the way, are not much better. Redistribute the wealth. Well, that's a really good formula if you want to impoverish everybody. If you take from the producers and give to the non-producers, you encourage everybody to be non-productive. That's why our economy's going down the tubes. Okay? But with this, you get competition and productivity. Okay? Recognizing that man has dominion. Because if God's given man dominion, we have to be faithful stewards of the earth. Okay? It'd be like if I gave you my dog to watch. If you're going to be a faithful steward, you're going to take good care of my dog. Okay? But if you worship my dog, it might sound good, but what kind of results do you get from that? Well, let's go to tribal religions but also atheistic communism. Most countries that have tribal religions and stuff like that, a lot of them that are doing, some of them are Christian, okay? The gospel is spreading real quickly, but a lot of them are run by atheistic communists. So you get elephants, and they're going extinct. Okay? These guys are starving to death by the communists who won't let them enjoy the fruit of their labor, so they try to take care of their family. Gee, if I could just sell some elephant tusks on the black market. Elephants are going extinct. Well, guess what? We kill an awful lot of cows in this country. We kill way more cows than poachers kill elephants. How come they're running out of elephants, but we're not running out of cows? What's the main difference? The main difference in America, which was built on Christian principles, men, humans, can own the cows. And so you're not going to say, well, I'm going to kill the cows at a faster rate than they reproduce. No, you're thinking about your son and your grandson and your great-grandson. So you reproduce them at a faster rate than you kill them, okay? It's the same with trees. This state has suffered a lot at the hands of New Agers who worship the earth. Where the lumber industry is going down in tubes, but here where man has dominion, what did the lumber industry do? Well, for every tree they cut, they would plant at least two trees. Because the guys in the lumber industry are thinking about their sons and their grandsons. And also, what they would do, okay, this represents acres, okay? Different acres And so, if they cut down these trees here, okay, then they replant it, then they go somewhere else and cut down those trees there, and then they replant it, then they go somewhere else and cut down trees and replant it. So these are all the trees are starting to grow back in these areas, okay? So you get these little patches there, okay? The New Age has come along, we gotta worship the earth. So you're not allowed to cut anymore. And, well, what used to happen when forest fires would start? Forest fire would be coming, running through here. What happens when it goes here? It runs out of fuel. Okay? One of the ways we stop forest fires from spreading, and when they get in trouble with the New Agers, what a local government does is says, look, we got a family, we got a residence over here, so let's have a controlled burn. Where we'll start our own fire, burn down the trees, so the forest fire runs out of fuel when it gets there, stops there, doesn't burn down the residents and destroy their homes. And the New Agers complain about that, you know. But in the old days when the forest fires would spread, if the lumber industry was really active, eventually it would run out of fuel. The reason why we're seeing hundreds and hundreds, sometimes thousands of acres, is because it never runs, these forest fires never run out of fuel anymore. And, see, God set up the world. He gave man dominion over the earth, wanted us to work the earth. He did it in such a way that if we're responsible in the way we do it, we actually help the earth be more productive if we're faithful stewards. Okay? And so I'm not saying that African nations should allow people to own elephants and stuff, but what I am saying is this model has a lot more to say in its favor than this other side is claiming. By the way, many of the tribal, ancient tribal religions come pretty close. They're either animist or polytheist, but sometimes they come very close to worshiping the earth. They usually have to move every 40 years because they turn their land into a wasteland. And that's one of the first things Christian missionaries do when they go to tribal peoples. They teach them irrigation and how to get clean drinking water and things of that sort. And so it's about being faithful stewards. So we don't worship the earth and we don't trash the earth and we don't think that man is going to save the earth, but we should try to preserve the earth. We recognize God gave man dominion over the earth, but man is accountable to God. 1 Timothy 4:4-5. We should be faithful stewards over what is God, over what God has given, what God has entrusted to us. And our decisions should be based upon true science, not political correctness or Marxist ideology. Let me tell you, I don't care if your name is President Obama or Hillary Clinton, the redistribution of wealth does not work. Now that means that the liberals who fight for the redistribution of wealth, socialism, they're either very ignorant and very naive, which makes it, that's hard for me to accept, because you've got to be pretty smart to win elections. But if they're smart, then they know the consequences of their views, and the redistribution of wealth is a perfect formula to create the haves and the have-nots. The people in the government, the rulers, the wealthy, all-powerful rulers, and then the minions of slaves. And that's the direction, that's the direction that we're moving. This whole idea of man is destroying the earth, and Al Gore, you know, in one jet flight probably wastes more fuel than Phil Fernandez will in his entire life, but Al Gore is here to save the world from global, you used to say global warming, in the 70s it was global cooling, Now it's climate change. Well, it seems like the climate's always changing. What are you talking about, guys? I mean, isn't that great that you can have, you can argue that you need to do things my way because if we don't, then this is going to happen. When everything that could possibly happen qualifies as this, that's a winning formula. So you say, look, man, you know, if we keep going this way, the global temperatures are going to warm, and well, they're not warm. Okay, well, then we used to think they were going to cool, but now we think they're warm, but they're not warm. Okay, but it's climate change. I mean, it's just like no matter what happens, the guidance for, what did they do? They had a group to go to prove how much the glaciers were melting.
So the Antarctic or the Arctic polar or the ice cap or whatever was decreasing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They went there to do it and they got stuck in ice.
They got stuck.
And it for like 40 days. I mean, it's just like, come on. Is it E. Calvin Weisner? Guy I spoke with one of the speakers at one of our conferences. He's got some really good, he's an expert in environmental science and he's got some good information. Kaufman is the other one. I can't remember his first name. But basically the New Age movement, the environmentalist movement, worship the earth, is just pseudoscience. And it's all about redistribution of wealth. But by the way, on the global scale, they talk about the redistribution of wealth. They're not talking about taking from rich Americans and giving to poor Americans. On a global scale, they're talking about taking all the wealth of the American middle class and then not giving it to poor people in other countries, but giving it to the dictators of other countries. So, but socialism, the redistribution of wealth, some call it communism. That's what the environmentalist movement is all about. If Al Gore has his way, only the politicians, only the political elite will drive around in cars and fly airplanes. The rest of us, if we're wealthy, will be in horse and buggies, but, you know, first of all, they want to hurt us on the public transportation. You know, you're every sort of, you know, America's so violent, this and that, blah, 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 we're to the right to bear arms and all this stuff, and why can't it be more like the Europeans? You know something? I don't feel like being herded into public transportation. I did that when I was a teenager, and I had to go to North to go to high school. This is Catholic high school. I don't want to do it. I want to own my own car. There's nothing wrong with owning my own car. And this idea, what is it? I think cow dung has a bigger effect on CO2 levels than does automobile fumes. So it's all about enslaving the masses, you know? This is what I tell my students. You don't remember anything else from this, remember it. The only thing worse, politically speaking, the only thing worse than being a slave and knowing you're a slave is being a slave and thinking you're still free. Okay? And I think the way that's going to be about, by the way, you know, you need one of these. You can't even live without something like this. I got a dumb phone, but we better have a smartphone. But I think something like this is the new bread and services. As long as the government allows us to have what we want on here, most of us won't even notice what's going on out here. So you can treat us all like slaves, give us our little government jobs, force us to live in little cubicles, abolish the family, which is what Karl Marx wanted, abolish the churches and stuff. As long as you let us do whatever we want to do on this, that's our bread and circuses. You can mess with us out here. The only thing worse than being a slave and knowing you're a slave is being a slave and still thinking you're free. You know, there's actually a freedom If you're being led down a tunnel to your execution for being a Christian someday in this country, there's actually a freedom in knowing you're more free than the guy that's leading you down there. Because you'll know that ultimately, in the end, the only real, true, lasting freedom is freedom in Christ. And so if we reach that day and you're being led down that tunnel, say a little prayer for that guy who's leading you down that way, because he should be pitied. And so our decision should be based upon true science, not political correctness or Marxist ideology. We need to recognize what the scripture says in Isaiah 41:11, Psalm 50:12, Psalm 104:10-14, that the earth is the Lord's. So God gives us dominion over the earth. It's kind of like He makes us the manager of a restaurant, but He's the owner. Okay? And in Exodus, God told the Jews, Exodus 23:10-11, that we should rest the land. Just like we should rest at least one day a week, kick back, relax, get rejuvenated, focus on the Lord, we also need to rest the land. The Jews would rest the land every 7 years. What we used to do in this country, when farmers used to farm, instead of accepting subsidies from the government to not farm, get paid to not farm, we used to rotate crops. By rotating the crops, and then there'd always be one piece of land that gets rested. It reaches the land, rejuvenates itself, and stuff like that. Otherwise, you could say, well, we can get everything we can out of this land, and there's nothing left to get. And so, the key about ecology is, number one, not being wasteful, but number two, being productive. The resources are there, but the Marxist idea that there's just this pie and we should just divide it evenly, they act like everything that will be produced already has been produced. So all we got to do is divide it up. Okay? In reality, we need to keep producing. So we need to encourage more and more people to be more productive. If you took all the money from the richest people, the top 1% richest people in the world, and distributed that among everybody else in the world, the poor wouldn't be much wealthier than they are right now. And now you've taken the billionaires and you made them poor too. But guess what would happen? Within 10 years, that same 1%, for the most part, right? Now, some of them just inherited the wealth, they never earned money in a day in their life, but an awful lot of them are first generation wealthy people. And it was their ideas. They not only worked hard, but they worked smart. Some of us can only work hard. Okay? So some of us, like, I like working for people. So I earned the bulk of my money teaching at a school. So I work for a boss and he signs my paychecks. So most of us work hard, but we don't work smart enough to have our own business. Okay? There's some people out there, they work hard, but they work smart too. And they come up with ideas and they figure out how to create jobs where there are no jobs. The guy, Karl Marx says, the guy who signs your paycheck is your enemy. A sane human being would say, don't bite the hand that feeds you. Okay? If you don't think your boss pays you enough, ask for a raise. He says, well, you gotta work harder, then work harder. If you work harder and he still won't give you a raise, go work for somebody else and start your own job. Start your own business. But it's not the redistribution of wealth. What will make us prosperous is if we're more productive. And the best way to be productive is a free enterprise system where the government, see, you got three things. You got socialism, the government owns and controls everything. You got capitalism, free enterprise, and then you got crony capitalism. Bernie Sanders is against crony. Crony capitalism is where you allow the capitalist, the wealthiest capitalist, you allow them to get a monopoly, and the government works for them because they help wealthy politicians get elected and reelected and stay in power. So crony capitalism is this free enterprise only for the few, global government. We call them businesses too big to fail. That's totally opposed to true capitalism, where some young guy comes on the scene and has better ideas and is able to implement those ideas rapidly, he might put Bill Gates out of work. Crony capitalism says, we gotta just, as long as the politicians get Bill Gates in their back pocket, or Bill Gates gets them in their back pocket, we can work together. Bernie Sanders is right to speak out against that. Okay? But, what does he think the solution is? Socialism, the government having... Nah, that's just as bad, if not worse, when the government controls everything. So the solution is capitalism. Okay? But by the way, Donald Trump's not immune to this either. Donald Trump's a businessman, so you'd think he would be over here, and he realizes that there's a lot of powerful politicians that are in cahoots here, and he claims he knows that socialism doesn't work, but what does he want to do for businesses that want to leave America? He wants to tax them and penalize them. So if you have a business, and you're not doing well in America, so you want to leave America and do better somewhere else, and believe me, most American businessmen would rather live and raise their families in America. But you want to leave, so he wants to punish you, because it's your fault. No, it's not your fault. It's the government's fault. They're taxing and regulating you to death, to where you can't afford to stay in America. So don't punish these guys. Smack down the government. In other words, Donald Trump should know, as a businessman, it's the government's job to make it lucrative for business owners to keep their businesses in America. I mean, even the most, one of the most liberal states in America, New York State, removed all business taxes for like a decade, and now businesses are flooding there. And but this capitalism is the people. This is big business and the government. See, because here you say, well, capitalism is the big businesses. Say, dude, we in a free enterprise, you've got the freedom to start your own big business. So get off your butt and do it. If not, be a Phil Fernandez and work for somebody else and thank the guy who signs your paycheck. So Bernie Sanders will slam this. Say, we, big business and government should be in cahoots, let's turn it all over to the government. It's just like, man, dude, you're going from the frying pan into the flames. Okay? So, but whatever the case, with this whole environmentalist movement, all it is, and by the way, Pope Francis is on board with this. He believes we need global governance, i.e. global government, to save the planet from ecological disaster. So I don't know if the guy is applying for the false prophet position or what, but the whole environmentalist, wacko environmentalist movement that is based on poor science, pseudoscience, it's really about socialism and communism, and it's got nothing to do with trying to save the earth or anything like that, so... Okay, we got 4 minutes left. You guys got any questions? That'd be good. If not, God be with you. Have a good night.
You know, Jesus is, the name Jesus is allowed to be talked about anywhere as long as it's not in the good form. I think that's the number one word I hear at work, actually. Is everybody's talking about Jesus?
I just watched two of the Jason Bourne movies back to back. Now, I had seen them in the movie theaters. But there was one line in it where the bigwig CIA pop, the political guy on the president's cabinet or whatever, he's chewing out the CIA head. And the CIA guy is like, you know, you're not really a spy, you're not really one of us. And so, and he's saying, political guy, I don't like the way you're handling this case and Bourne thing. And so he told him, look, you go back to your office, and what did he say? You go back to your office and do stuff with your desk or something like that. You know? And I realized, well, they dubbed that in. Because in the movie, he told them basically, you go back to your office, and then it was like some really bad words. So it amazed me how many meaningless sayings there were in the movie because they were taking out all the curse words.
Mm-hmm.
However, there was still plenty of our Lord's name and using God and then the words for condemning back to back. So that all that was left in there.
Oh yeah.
But they'll even go to the extent, they'll go to the extreme where they're using phrases that make no sense whatsoever, only because it sounds like a bad word they were